here's the latest bulletin from your star station satellite news. It's reported that at 8:50 p.m., a large flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell near State Route 64 behind a drive-in theater in Georgetown, Indiana. The flash in the sky was visible from Louisville, Kentucky, and the impact was felt as far north as Bloomington, where seismograph registered the impact. State police have closed the main road leading into Georgetown. Sporadic power outages have been reported throughout the region, affecting people in Floyd Knobs, New Albany, and Clarksville. Our special correspondent, Carl Phillips, is en route and will have further details soon. In other news, Professor Morse of Indiana University Southeast reports observing a total of 3 explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This confirms earlier reports received from American and Canadian observatories over the past 3 hours. Professor Morse is a member of the Professor Morse.
Hey, it's Halloween, and there's some strange stuff going on in the skies tonight, especially for our friends over at Georgetown. Something fell out of the sky! We'll have the latest updates for you right here, so keep listening. Anybody out near Georgetown want to give us a call and fill us in on what's going on? The number is 555-5309, star 99 for no-tell cell phone users. Stick around for more music with me,
Johnny Five,
on the Meltdown.
Good God, did you hear that? What the hell was
it? TopFloorHosting.com. For all your website needs, domain registration, website design, plus email, www.topfloorhosting.com. Not responsible for periodic outages of our network or yours. Must have connected to the internet and $9.99 a month for hosting fees. For more information, contact us via email at info@topfloorhosting.com.
Meltdown. WSL.
This is a WMLT special announcement.
Hey, we're back on the Meltdown, and we've got a caller from Georgetown on the line. What's your name, caller?
Rusty Shackelford.
Hey, Rusty, what's going on?
I'm looking out my kitchen window. I live on Grover's Mill Road, and I saw the whole thing from my kitchen window.
Tell us what you saw, man.
I was cleaning squirrels when there was this big explosion over by the drive-in. I didn't know what it was, but I think it was an airplane. It might have been one of them government helicopters.
Helicopters?
Yeah, like the ones they got doing covert espionage on the masses. I got the internet on my computer. I read all about it on alt.blackhelicopters.
Okay, Rusty, so what's it look like up there now?
It's hard to see through all the smoke, but there's a bunch of fire engines and cops all over the place.
What was it like when the meteor hit, Rusty?
It was like a train. It was like a giant freight train hitting the ground. Everything in the house shook.
So the reports are true. It was actually a meteor then, right?
Meteor? You mean like the 1938 Mercury Theater broadcast the government used to divert attention away from an alien spaceship crash? I'm aware of that cover-up.
All right, Rusty. Well, you keep an eye out and call us back if anything develops. Okay, bud?
Will do, Chief.
Okay. Rusty Shackelford, ladies and gentlemen. This is...
Johnny 5.
On the Meltdown.
It's finally come to this.
I'll be in my room
masturbating.
Just kill me now.
Your drive to work will never be the same again.
What a load of garbage.
Joe and Terry in the morning.
I pass in your general direction.
WMLT.
Hey, folks, we've got more news from Georgetown where that meteor hit. Our correspondent Carl Phillips is on the scene, and let's see, we should be picking him up right about now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carl Phillips with Star Station Radio News. I'm standing on the shoulder of Highway 64 in Georgetown, Indiana. Police have closed the highway after a meteor crashed into the hillside of the drive-in theater. Fire and EMS crews are on the scene. There's no word yet of any injuries. Thank goodness the drive-in was closed for the season. I can see what's left of the movie screen. It's strewn across the road along with a tangle of tree limbs and debris. There's a faint orange glow coming from a large pit that was gouged by the meteor. A portion of what was probably the snack bar is still standing, but little else seems to have escaped this tremendous impact. Despite attempts by the emergency crews to keep people away, about 100 or so spectators have gathered. Cars are driving through the field nearby trying to get a better look. As I move closer, I can make out the object itself. It actually looks more like a large metal cylinder. It's definitely metal, and it has a diameter of about 30 yards. Very large. The metal is, well, I've never seen anything like it. The color is sort of yellowish-white. Curious spectators are now pressing closer to the object in spite of the efforts of police to keep them back. It's quite a party atmosphere here. Excuse me, sir. Sir.
Yeah, man?
Did you see the meteor when it hit?
It took out the whole place, man. It's the end of the world, man. Yeah.
Well, several people have gone around the police tape and are now venturing near the edge of the pit. I'm much closer to the object now, and unless I'm mistaken, I believe I can hear some sort of sound coming from the object. It's a curious humming sound. Perhaps you can hear it. I'll see if I can get closer. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away from the object. Just a minute. Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable. A section of the cylinder is moving. It appears to be rotating like a screw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most amazing thing I've ever witnessed. Wait a minute. It's unfolding. It's all metal. Looks like legs. Three of them opening up and pushing down into the ground. It's actually rising out of the pit. I'm moving back now. The thing is still rising out of the pit on three legs like an enormous tripod. My God, it's huge. It's taller than the trees. People are running in all directions. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from the tripod. Fire everywhere. It's coming this way now. About 20 yards to my right.
There appears to be some problem with our remote transmitter, folks. I've just been handed a message that came in over the state emergency channel. All Indiana Guard units have been activated, and personnel are to report to their commanders immediately. WMLT is a member of the Emergency Broadcast Network, and we now switch to the Indiana Emergency News Feed and Captain Lansing of the U.S. Signal Corps.
Orders of the state militia stationed outside Georgetown, Indiana. Fires at the Georgetown impact site and vicinity now rage out of control. Communication with state police has been sketchy. We do have constant feeds from temporary listening posts dropped by Indiana Air Guard C-130 aircraft. NORAD Deputy Commander Ken Penny reports 8 confirmed cylinder impacts in Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. North American Defense Command and Civil Defense are tracking are tracking 400 unidentified objects with trajectories that will result in impacts across the United States and Canada. We now go to our remote listening post in Floyd's Knobs, Indiana, where National Guard units are observing a large object on the ground, presumably from the Georgetown impact site.
Roger, they should be coming right up over the hill. I want to increase all along this river. Get those warnings. Roger. General Ben.
Oh, we got the wood there. Yes, sir. We got them all up around this. Yes, sir.
And then we're going to go right alongside
the road. Yeah, it is. Right now. It's about a mile away.
As far as I can tell, there's no other activity for the
first. There's very little moving out tonight, boys, so we gotta have to stop eyes now. Stop eyes.
My God, look at it. Have you ever seen the light?
Cut the chatter out there. Voice is pretty focused.
Yes,
Echo 1, can you report?
It's big, sir.
What do you see?
It's crushing everything in its path.
Sir, it appears that we have contact with the enemy. Can't tell how much damage
is behind us on fire.
It's definitely hostile, sir. Sir, I recommend we throw everything we got at this sucker.
It's getting too close. I think it's dangerous enough.
Gentlemen, this is Captain Lansing of the U.S. Signal Corps, transmitting on the Indiana Emergency Broadcast Network. For those of you just tuning in, we have lost contact with our listening post in Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. There is no cause for alarm. Our state militia has the situation well in hand. We switch now to listening post Baker, near Interstate 64, just west of New Albany, Indiana. We had lost contact with our listening post. We are no longer receiving telemetry from you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear my voice, I'll be back. And I repeat.
Leave the mic on. Hello, and thank you for calling the WMLT request line. Brought to you by
Yippersnap.net.
Please leave a message.
Hello, this is Rusty Shackelford. Am I on the air? I'm calling from, well, I'd prefer not to reveal that location under the present circumstances. I called to see if there's any news, what's going on down there. Anybody? Hello?
This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen, to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be, the Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo. Starting now, we couldn't soap all your windows and steal all your garden gates, so we did the best next thing. We annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed the CBS. You will be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it, and that both institutions are still open for business. So goodbye, everybody, and remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween.